Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Experts in the treatment of cancer can rarely explain why one person gets leukemia and another does not. Research has shown that people with certain risk factors are more likely than others to develop the disease, which claimed more than 23,000 lives in the U.S. last year. Studies have shown that exposure to high levels of benzene and formaldehyde in the workplace can cause leukemia. Both are used widely in the chemical industry. Cancer patients treated with certain cancer-fighting drugs sometimes later develop leukemia. For instance, drugs known as alkylating agents are associated with the development of leukemia years later. Some diseases caused by abnormal chromosomes like Down syndrome may increase the risk of leukemia. Most people who have known risk factors do not get leukemia, while many who do get the disease have none of these risk factors. People who think they may be at risk for leukemia should discuss this concern with their doctor. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching, healing, searching, and serving. To listen to this and more Here's to Your Health programs, visit the UAMS website at uams.edu.